All right, everybody, welcome to another edition, a bonus edition. Before we get started, this is what it's all about. Check it out.
Yo, we're here in Ocean City, New Jersey. Right. Johnny Cashmere.
Tommy Grayson, Backseat Boys in the house.
Taking a break from editing up some Trip TV this Tuesday, 8 p.m. Wait till you see what we got in store for y'all. We're here at the beach for some inspiration after a banging workout. Fire power. We'll see you guys in a minute.
All right. There you have it, everybody. Let's get him in here. The man himself, Tommy, what's up, brother? How was the beach?
Beach was excellent, man. Let me get a quick little point up to this QR code real quick. We'll talk about it in just a minute, but let me get a salute real quick and a whoop whoop. Because just so you know, and so everybody is aware, we are hitting the road this week for the three town beatdown with Juggalo Championship Wrestling.
There it is. All three cities, Fort Wayne, Indiana, Newport, Kentucky, Pontiac, Michigan. We're going to talk about that in a minute, but let's get our other peeps in here. So before we get anyone else in here, I got to tell you guys something. Donnie B's unavailable this week and next week.
Right.
Big issues. So we have bonus episode tonight, countdown to Trip TV. We have That's a bonus right. episode next week to be announced. Season three will begin the week after. So there it is. It ain't bragging if you're telling the truth. I'll explain this whole thing in a minute. In the meantime, we do have the president. Let's get him in here. What do you say, Phil?
Hey, everybody. How you doing today?
Good to see you, brother.
You feeling awake? You alive?
We are. How about you? You're feeling good. Of the painkillers because of the ACL? Is that why you're feeling good?
Yeah, I'm running off the adrenaline from PT today, so let's go.
Nice. I love
it's going well.
Yeah, give me an adrenal fill any day. I'll take it. But let's get someone in here very special. So the new commentator of SPO Wrestling and the voice, one half of the voice of Trip TV, along with Scott Holiday. Here he is, Mr. Bristow. What do you say, brother? Delco don't care.
Thank you for allowing me to be a part of your organization. So I appreciate everything. Johnny, you've been a saint. Tommy. Phil, I can't say anything about because he sucks.
Well, you're coming onto my show, and
your
what
show.
Are you saying? My show, sir.
Damn right. Take ownership, Phil. That's the alpha male I've always known and loved behind the scenes. Rarely do people see that side of Phil, but bang, dude, I love it.
I was thinking about that today, and I was like, I'm normally the nice guy. I get everybody else over, but screw you.
Wow. That's it, bro. That's 2024 in a nutshell right there, what you just said.
He is the president.
Yeah.
All right. Fair enough.
I love it. But let's go through here. We got everybody here. Danger Ginger says Phil does not suck. He says, I see Phil survived PT. We got a whoop whoop. We got
a whoop
from my boy Zach.
Whoop, whoop.
Pete says, hey, guys. So I am, but this chat isn't a house. So even wrestling causes here from Australia. All the regs are here, guys. Pretty exciting stuff, right? So, Chris Bristow, tell us a little bit about yourself, brother. Introduce yourself in as few words as possible so we can touch on it.
I'll give you the high-level view, as we say in the IT world. So, IT guy by trade, been color commentator for the last 4 years for various different promotions. Studied videography and cinematography, and now bringing my skill set to SPO.
Excellent. Great to have you, man. You're doing a lot of great work. You've done a lot of great work for other companies like Super Crazy, for example. So we've seen your work and it was a no-brainer to bring you in, brother. So good stuff. We're going to get to hear some of your commentary tonight. How did you like doing commentary with Scott Holiday?
With Mr. Holiday, I have a bone to pick with him because he seems to like the high fives over excessively. So I'll have to school him on that a little bit. But other than that, I think commentary went very well with it.
Good. That's so I've heard. I haven't seen it yet. I actually have not seen Trip TV yet, to be honest with you, in its entirety. So I'm going to get to watch it tonight. So tonight at 8 o'clock, you can switch over to it. It should be up on spowrestling.com by then. It'll have its own button that says Trip TV. But there you have it. Tommy is so graciously pointing like Vanna White. Wheel of Fortune reference. That right there, if you're not using your phone, you can scan it and it will bring you there and you'll be able to
or just
it.
And if you are using your phone, just take a screenshot and, you know, just click on the QR code. It'll bring you right to the Trip TV premiere. It is set to debut in approximately 55 minutes. As soon as SpoCast gets done on the air, head on over to youtube.com/SpoWrestling and watch the debut pilot of Trip TV.
Yep. And it's not a big time investment, Phil. It's only what, 20 some? It's like a half hour Netflix show. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it'll be good. It'll be quick. You're going to get a good time watching SPO. You're going to enjoy it. You're going to have fun. Take a peek.
Mm-hmm.
It's a trip. What else can we say?
That's right. It is a trip.
Yeah, it's a trip. Exactly. But anyway, we got a Trust in Phil going there. Phil, do a lot of people – how the Trust in Phil hashtag, is that pretty viral these days? I seem to see it a lot.
It's become more and more. Between just different companies I work with, the indie wrestling calendar, people have started to get that around. The bane of, I mean, I'll be honest, and this is a Phil Stamper statement. This is not representative of SPO. You know, there's a company in the Philadelphia area. How about this? I'm going to be nice about it. That I used to work with a lot. Don't really care for them. And when I was sort of on my way out, fans were showing up with Trust in Phil signs. And I didn't ask them to do that. They were showing up and I wasn't used on the events. And it was like, And the promoter called me after an event I wasn't at, upset that people were showing up with signs of me. And I'm like, well,
oh my gosh,
I didn't plan this.
That's a new one. Organic heat.
Right.
Yeah. Remember that's back in the day,
DJ, sorry. Oh, little thing right there in the throat.
Remember back in the day, Raw would have signs. I mean, when mm-hmm. it would come on, it would just, you almost couldn't even see people. It was just sign after sign.
Right.
And then they started confiscating signs. Do you know if they still do that or not?
Apparently only selective signs. So they're a little bit more open now. Yeah. It's not the sea of signs like you used to see, but it feels like they're a little bit more open. But, you know, there's occasional things like, you know, Vincent the sex scandal stuff. Those kinds of signs get pulled.
Yeah, right. Or if well, it's anything like sexual or like, you know, just something that they can't show or cut to at all, then, yeah. You know, you have it taken down.
You know what you have to watch out for are people with a blank sign and Sharpies.
Yeah.
Because they can do anything in real time. But yeah.
And you know, they there's been a lot of talk about sometimes when certain shirts that people are wearing in the front row, they get a complimentary WWE shirt if they wear the wrong kind of shirt. So
have people not figured out yet to always wear the wrong kind of shirt to a WWE show?
Right. Get a free t-shirt.
Yeah.
Especially when you're on the camera side.
Right. And you know what else on X, well, that works too. Like that show Strike Back on Max. I was a fan and I put out something like, yo, watch this show. And I tagged them. They sent me a man purse, a Strike Back man purse.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. So it can't hurt.
I've seen him use it all the time.
No, you have not. Never seen me use it. No, I do like it, though. I do have it. I somewhere. It's in storage. I couldn't bring myself to throw it away. It was so important to me, right?
Love it. Love it.
Nothing like a comped man purse.
I took my son to WrestleMania, and when we went to the pre-show at the Citizens Bank Park, we saw Braun Strowman, the Creed brothers there. And then they had a section where they were just like, you're allowed to make signs, whatever. And my son he's a big LA Knight fan. So he just made that. And of course he had his Yeet sign. So he was happy with that too.
Nice. LA Knight. So he's a fan of the Talkers.
Yes, he is.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought so. Oh, Raymond from Respect the Craft is here. Good evening, everyone. What's up, Raymond? Hey, Raymond.
How you doing? Speaking of Talkers, good evening, sir.
Yeah, exactly.
Just to highlight, I'm also simulcasting this on Projangers and Wall Hangers on Facebook, YouTube, and on Twitch. And I can put the links down in the chat below when I get a chance.
Hell awesome. Yeah. Thank you.
Shout out to everyone.
It's on my Facebook, it's on my YouTube, and it's on my Instagram. But in 2 weeks, when we start season 3, it'll be on SPO Wrestling Everything. It'll be on the SPO Wrestling Facebook, the SPO Wrestling YouTube, the SPO Wrestling Instagram. So that'll be in 2 weeks. So you got a little bit of time. I know change sucks. As you can see, I'm still shrouded because the season of deaths are continuing. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So guys, we have a big announcement on that tonight. But before we get to that, speaking of the Seasons of Death, we're real big on helping out and showcasing artists on here. And one of the graphic design artists we're friends with is Nucci. And he went ahead and made these for us. Check this out. So that's pretty friggin' nice, man.
Wow. Pretty badass, man.
I know, right? And then here's the other one he made for us. So, I mean, we didn't even ask. He just did it, you know? So let me take the banner down so you guys can see it better. Yeah, there you go. So there you go. I mean, you see what he did. So good stuff, man. He took it upon himself and did it. He's joined our production team. Thank you. Welcome aboard, my brother. Good work.
Welcome aboard, Nucci.
Hell yeah. Speaking of welcome aboard, guys, do we know hybrid wrestling? You guys familiar? Mm-hmm. All right. Well, hybrid wrestling is run by a man named Mike Hamilton. Phil, you know Mike Hamilton. He was our student in PW.
Yeah.
Remember? Well, he's done a lot in those since those days. He's not a student anymore. This is a man who has paid his dues and who has run plenty of events, done good business for years. The hybrid name is synonymous with quality at this point. And so him and I, all of us have sort of hooked back up, man, and we're all going to work together. So we have hybrid wrestling that we want to welcome into the fold right now with SPO Wrestling. And we also, like I'd said last week and mentioned, Damon Feldman of Celebrity Boxing is going to be helping. We're going to all be working together to promote these events. As we see, we have Sugar Shane Mosley coming up at Harris, Philadelphia. We have Kimbo Slice Jr. And get this, he just announced a date in the Bahamas on December 7th.
What?
With Antonio Sabato Jr. versus real star Joe Gudice. Now, guys, Antonio Sabato Jr., most people watching this today, if they're under a certain age, are like, who, what, where? Okay. This dude was like the Zac Efron of the 90s, we're going to say, right?
Yeah, about that.
Kind of everywhere.
Yeah. You know?
So I think he's going to draw, especially in the Bahamas.
All the action films in the 90s, like television action films. I think he was in everything.
What was that show? Renegade?
Oh, yeah. No,
that was Lorenzo Lamas.
That was really all right. Lorenzo Lamas.
But you're right in the same ilk. I think this guy and Lorenzo Lamas came out of the same woman, to be honest with you. So you're right.
Wow. But
follow Celebrity Boxing, Celebrity Boxing One on Instagram. You can also check out Damon Feldman, longtime boxing promoter. But man, that's going to be awesome. I'm pretty excited for that, guys. A lot of fun.
Actually, it looks like a good card, too.
Yeah, exactly. They always put good cards on, you know, mm-hmm. Like I've done it before. I've actually done the Celebrity Boxing. I was in a boxing match once against, it was an Italian boxer. I went down in the second round. But the dude, you know, he was unloading on me, man. It's no joke. These guys are in there, you know, it's not like wrestling, guys. This is completely different. So I've been talking to certain people. Christina Marie might be interested. Feral Face. If he's not interested, we have to tell him he'd better be interested. People like that, you know, the rep. Imagine the rep in these celebrity boxing tough man contests. So we're going to have meetings with Damon. We already had a meeting. Me, Damon, John Zandig, Mike already had a meeting. And, we're going to talk about that in a little bit, guys.
Because
we're going to make an announcement of the first announcement for September 14th is coming up pretty much momentarily. So stick around, you guys. Get ready. Steve Jordan says, no, Lorenzo Lamas is like older than dirt. He was the 78 Grease movie with Travolta. Okay.
Was he really?
Yes, he was.
Really? Wow.
What character?
Again, together. Jesus.
He was. Okay. When John Travolta had to step out from dancing or someone stepped out from dancing and the girl had to dance with a different guy instead, that was Lorenzo Lamas. And he got FOMO. Wow. Yep. He had like real big hair. It was real weird. Doesn't look like him, but it is. It's him.
I went to high school with somebody who didn't know the first Grease movie was an actual movie. She grew up on Grease 2, and she thought like that was the best thing ever. I don't think I've made it through half of Grease 2.
I'll be honest. I went through a Grease phase at one point, as everyone does, and I don't think I've ever even like attempted to watch the second one. It's just one of those movies that it's like, You watch the first one with Travolta and Olivia Newton-John, or you don't watch any.
I understood the plot of Grease 2 just by looking at the VHS cover.
Right.
That's true, too. It's very telegraphed, like Looney Tunes. I have to agree with you on that.
It's why you never watch another Marvel trailer after the first one. Like, so for like Wolverine and Deadpool, after the announcement, you don't watch another trailer or it gives away the movie.
Well, I mean, to be fair, the summary of the first Avengers movie is just that. It's the first Avengers movie. That's right. The entirety.
Like, yeah. I remember being surprised when it was, wait a minute, Loki's the bad guy? Like, I didn't expect that in the Avengers movie, but hey.
Give me the toxic Avengers any day. I will just throw that out there.
I'm all for it. Let's go. Jeez. So Wrestling Calls from Australia says, I don't think I ever watched Grease. Well, you should. Me and Robbie, my brother, Illuminati, when we were the Cashmerino brothers in CCW, we came out to Grease and we wore the leather jackets and the, I want to say guinea tees. I'm Italian. I could say that. Don't you say it.
We call them wife beaters.
That's even worse.
No, it's not.
I didn't want to say that. We don't even call the wrestler that. We call him beater.
To me, it's just if I said wife beater, I meant the tank top. I didn't mean the actual, right. Like, you know, the.
Right.
I'm Irish. We just call it masochism because we are glutton for punishment.
There's a hole and you're digging it, Tom.
No, the hole is being dug my wrestling cause because he goes not a big movies fan.
Yeah, right. Poor guy. Poor guy down in Australia. Oh, man. Wrestling calls, you make sure you watch the TV show tonight. There might or yes. might not be something a little special in there, just so you know we love you. All right, brother.
Yeah. So. And if it's not special to you, I'll give you a hint. It's a movie that you have to see. I'll put it to you like that.
It's the back phone.
Wait a minute.
Oh boy.
Uh-oh.
All right. Well, first of all, we know that's not from the Batman of Burlington, guys, because he has officially resigned on Facebook. We will get to that in a minute. All right.
Damn but first, it, Batman.
The reason that came through is because we have an announcement, guys. So we talked about Hybrid. We talked about Damon Feldman. We talked about all this stuff going on. Hybrid is now in league with us. So, guys, we have our first announcement for September 14th. Let's show this right now. Phil, maybe you know this. Atticus and Otis Koger make their SPO debut. This is a deathmatch brother tag team. I repeat, a deathmatch brother tag team. This is an endangered species to the nth degree. And these guys are coming because they saw what's going on with Zandig. They weren't there in 01, 02, obviously, because they were probably God knows how old. And they said, we're not missing it. So Hybrid Wrestling is bringing them to you. I don't know what they're going to do. I don't know if they're coming with a chip on their shoulder. I don't know if they're coming to shake Zandig's hand. I don't know what's going on, but I know they're coming to wrestle. Have you ever heard of these guys, Phil?
Oh, yeah. At Pro Wrestling Revolver, we've used Atticus. So I'm glad to see him coming our way.
Okay, cool.
I'm seeing a lot of love for Atticus, especially. Yeah.
Yeah. Those dudes look serious. You're not kidding. While you're talking, Tommy, I'm going to put up the other picture of them. Go ahead, brother.
Well, I was just going to say, if you guys are fans of the Kogar brothers, Atticus and Otis, you know, tickets are available now for September 14th. Legends Never Die. They're available at SpoWrestling.com. And, you know, who knows? This is just the first of many announcements. And, you know, I mean, the first announcement being that the Backseat Boys aren't even going to be on the show. So it's like the universe is saying that, you know, this town ain't big enough for two sets of brothers is pretty much what the vibe that I'm getting at right now, since we're not even going to be at the show. So I don't even know what to expect moving forward. So I've heard of these guys. I'm familiar with their work. By proxy alone, brother tag team, my eyes are peeled. So it's like, you know, I just stay tuned, check them out. What do you guys think?
Well, first of all, I want to ask you, what's 440H, Tommy, do you know?
I believe, I mean, OH, I presume is the Ohio.
So it's their logo.
It's their logo, their stable name. Right. I mean, Phil probably knows more than I do.
It's 440 without pronouncing the H, isn't it?
People go like, they might chant 440, but a lot of people say 440H when they pronounce it. But it's okay. A group of people. So this, their representation of 440H. So it's a larger group than just Atticus and Otis. So it's Eddie Only and Gregory Iron and Bobby Beverly and Eric Ryan and Zach Thomas and Ricky Shane Page and Vincent Nothing and Christian Napier and Alice Crowley. So it's like this big group of people that they are representing. So it's like they're coming to make a market SPO, but also knowing that they have a whole group of people that they have to best represent. So they're going to show up really well at SPO.
Now we know of Alice Crowley. That's Big Al, as the Duke Violent J refers to her as. We saw her make an appearance at the first JCW event over in Columbus. So, you know, they definitely roll deep.
Yeah.
Wow. And Zach Sky says he's the promo king. Honestly, the content he makes is insane. Gets you in the feels. So it sounds kind of like GQ or so it sounds like these guys have learned how to capture hearts and minds, which in wrestling is rare. In indie wrestling is bone dry.
Yeah.
But yeah, Harold says, yeah, Atticus, Ricky Shane Page, Gregory Aaron, and a couple others. What is going on? See, I've literally been under a rock. They were in GCW for a while, Harold Pollock says. Okay, got it.
Yeah.
I did not know there was this many of them. I thought it was just these two guys. How many, like, Phil, in all honesty, how many people did you name? Nine?
Something like that, yeah.
This is like NWO Black and White.
Right.
They got more members than the High Five.
Luckily, Mike Hamilton's a good man. He's not trying to screw us here, I hope. Jesus. I really didn't know that. 44-0 is blue and yellow. Okay, so there's two teams called 44-0. One wears blue, one wears yellow.
Okay, that I didn't know.
I guess how we have a silver SPO title and a gold SPO title. I don't know.
So it's like the NWO and then the Wolfpack.
But this is fascinating.
I'm
11, according to their Twitter.
This is unique. These guys are unique as hell. Like, just look at them. They're unique.
Yeah.
It's a rare commodity these days.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I'm just looking at the chat here. People are saying...
Could we see an invasion in the future?
Yeah, it's a showcase. This is a showcase.
Hold up real quick. I want to give a quick shout out to the homie who just came through, Big Boofa. What up, bro? How you doing?
Yo. Yo, every time I hear Part-Time Lover, it almost makes me tear up because I think of Boofa doing his dances. Yo, he was just on live TV. And I want to say, did he tell me it was Korea, Vietnam? He was on live TV over there.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Dude, he's killing it, man. He's killing it.
No shit.
And you know what, guys? What the hell? Let's give everyone a surprise. You want to give everyone a surprise, guys?
Let's do it.
Let's do it up.
Tonight, after this at 8 o'clock, when you go and you watch Trip TV and you see we're announcing our Philly venue and our Philly date, I'm going to tell you right now, Boofa.io will be back in the States and we'll be
there. That's right.
Boofa.
That's right.
First signing, first man, international. Hell yeah.
So we just gave everyone a preview, but a sliver of the preview. Like, we haven't even announced like what exactly is going down, but now you guys know whatever's going down, you can expect Boofa.
There he is. Boofa said 100%. Three exclamation points.
That's a fact.
That is the farthest trip ever. We got to get some footage from him. Imagine us sprinkling Trip TV with a little bit of Boofa in Asia. And not just Asia. He was in Europe. Like, we got to get him on here just to review what he's done in the last 2 months. Based on his Instagram, guys, you'd be amazed. Every day he's in a different country, wrestling in front of huge crowds and entertaining the hell. Like, you should see some of the people in the crowd are so genuinely entertained by him that it really makes me smile to watch the people.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to go over there, man.
Yeah. I want to get a recap of his accolades.
Yep.
You got it. Awesome, Boofa. We'll talk more about that behind the scenes, but yeah, man, you know, we're real excited to, you know, check out your international footage, your footage across Asia. And, you know, more than anything, we're just excited to have you back here in SPO. So, you know, be on the lookout. More news for Boofa.io making his return to SPO Wrestling. But in the meantime, catch him on his Instagram, his Facebook, if he's on X, and, you know, catch some of his footage soon to be announced or released on SPO on Trip TV.
Yep. Chef the Ref right from the front row says his match at Boss Battles was a highlight. Yep, him versus Lucky.
It definitely was. Just his entrance alone
was awesome. So glad to have him back, man. Can't wait. World traveler. He says, can't wait to be back. Brother, it's home. This guy was in PWU, man. This dude, him and his brother, All Money Is Legal, They won the Pitbull Public Enemy tag team tournament that me and Trent ran, and Todd Gordon. Me, Trent, and Todd Gordon, and Gary Wolf, obviously, from the Pitbulls. We ran that tournament. Phil, you remember. We were in it. The backseats were in it. We actually lost in the second round to All Money Is Legal. All Money Is Legal went on to win the entire thing and then went on to have what I think was the best match ever in Pro Wrestling Unplugged against the Bosom Buddies, Drew Blood, and Teddy Fine in a tag match that just rewrote the book of tag team wrestling. I watched it with, like, literally, like, biting my knuckle. Yeah. Like, this is one of the best tag matches I've ever witnessed in person. So to have him back in Philly all these years later, in the shape of his life, world traveled. He's so seasoned. He's probably one of the most seasoned wrestlers not on national TV right now.
Yeah.
You would have to think. Would you agree with that, Phil?
Absolutely. And I keep thinking, like, All Money Is Legal is a tag team that I think wrestling missed out on. Like, the larger mainstream audience, I think if they were doing what they were doing 14 years ago today, they would be signed in a heartbeat to AEW or WWE.
Like, easily.
Without a doubt. I think a lot about that, about a lot of the teams that we had. Everybody we had really could have been on television, and these guys absolutely make the case for it.
I got to agree with you. And he said he's got back in shape for his next run. So he's taking it serious, man. The dude is seriously, like, when Jordan Oliver went on a few month tour, we sat here, Donnie B put him over to the moon. Like, oh my God. Compare that to Bufa. It's like a house versus a hotel in Monopoly. I mean, this dude, anyway, we could sit here and sing the praises of Bufa till we're blue in the face. He's a tag team wrestler, so we can already do no wrong in my eyes. So I'll shut up. But he says he's going for it. Damn right you're going for it, man. Hell yeah, Bufa.
Yep.
Good stuff. And you can see all the old All Money Is Legal clips he's been putting up also on his throwbacks, which is pretty damn cool to watch, I think. Speaking of a throwback, we got a quick little hardcore clip for everybody. This is my boy Messiah. Check this out. Let's watch his head hit that. His head hits the chair. Watch.
Nuts.
That's Corporal Robinson, another PW. He was the hardcore champion of PW. I don't think that match was PW. I think that might have been Ian Rotten's Fed.
That was Ian Rotten, IWA Mid-South. I want to say that might even be either King of the Death 03 or one of their other tournaments. Because I know usually, if I'm not mistaken, Ian would run like two shows per weekend. So like there's a match with Ian and Messiah that's out there. So if I'm not mistaken, he probably went up there, worked Ian one night and then worked a corp the next night. So, you know,
exactly.
I got a mind for this shit.
No, you're right. I think that's exactly what happened, to be honest with you. But anyway, so that, I don't know. We're in a season of death. I'm going to try to show as many clips I can. Everybody out there, listen, if you are an artist, and that includes anything. That includes, like we said a couple of weeks ago, if you're an action figure collector and you have custom arenas or, you know, any custom action figures, that's art. You know, it doesn't just have to be classically trained, but, you know, send us your stuff. We will show it for you. We'll show it on Trip TV even. You know, there's space between matches. It can be like when you walk into a coffee shop, a little quaint coffee shop, and local artists put their art on the wall. Well, Trip TV can be like that for the artists in the wrestling world. So reach out to us, start sending us your stuff, especially if it has to do with any of our wrestlers.
If it has to do with wrestling, period. If you guys got a sick wrestling collection, you know, if you guys got a sick, collection of anything that's related to, you know, pop culture in any way, shape, or form, send it here. You know, we take pride in what people take pride in.
And we are at the half hour mark, guys. We are just 30 minutes away exactly.
That's right.
From the pilot episode of Trip TV.
And Johnny, to highlight our previous show, we had a comic book artist that I brought to you and we brought him to the show, and he actually sold multiple books at the show.
Really?
And kudos to him. You know, if you ever want to get a chance to see Alim Sabir, Diary of Sweet Pea, I highly recommend checking out his book. It is a nail biter for sure.
Awesome. It was great having him there, man. We're also getting the wrestler recovery people. I've been talking to them too. I know I said on here a few months ago that I wasn't sure of their intentions. I was concerned that maybe they were targeting the locker room as if to say you wrestlers are a bunch of scumbags. It turns out that's not at all. The gentleman that I spoke to told me his story, which, to be honest with you, moved me. It didn't move me to tears because, you know, I'm at a wrestling event, but it would have probably if it caught me in the right mood. It was the dude's doing it for the right reasons. I'll support that. I think we should, Tommy. Don't you agree?
I agree, man. You know, no reason we can't just step aside and, you know, support a good cause, you know,
nothing especially more than that. Especially with how many people have died over the last 10, 15 years alone. And yeah, I did. I spoke with Dennis Little. That's right. Thanks, Steve Jordan. And Steve Jordan was the broker. He's the one, you know, he was the Johnny Sack bringing Ralph Cifaretto and Tony Soprano together, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you, Steve. Thanks for squashing our heat with wrestler recovery. Because if their heart's in the right place, I think we've proven to people our heart's in the right place by now.
And that's right. At the end of the day, we're all human, so you can't go through this life alone.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Real quick, I want to give a shout out to JAS Custom Designs. He was there this past weekend for Super Crazy Pro Wrestling and for SPO Wrestling Un-Effing Necessary. He did the commission for all of these custom Backseat Boys action figure. You see it right there. And currently is taking submissions for more figurines. If you are a wrestler and you would like your likeness attributed to an action figure, hit him up, JAS Custom Designs. He's based out of New Jersey. He does great work. He's communicative. And not only that, he's awesome.
Yeah, we're going to have to get him a bumper on a future episode of Trip TV, actually, now that you mention it. So I'm glad you mentioned that, actually. So we're about halfway through. I just want to say we did briefly talk about Batman of Burlington. We briefly talked about the Three-Town Beatdown. Mm-hmm. So, and then I have a 15 minutes of fame. So what do you guys want to, let's do we got a new guy here, Mr. Don't Care down the corner. What do you want to do first? You pick.
Let's do the 15 minutes of fame.
I love it. I was hoping you'd say that. All right. I have a 15 minutes of fame, everybody. All right. Something offended me.
Okay.
I always think of the scene in Game of Thrones at the very end episode when Cersei's with the dude and he's like, did I offend you? And she had no choice but to be like, no, I guess you friggin' didn't when you say it that way. You know, like that's how I'm saying it to the world. Like, did I offend you? So right. I'm watching the show. I'm flipping through something on, I don't think it was actually on TV. I think it was on Instagram, but it's from AEW. There's a guy named RJ City.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know who I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
I don't know who he is. And that is not me trying to jabroni him or say that he's less than because I don't know who he is. I don't watch it right now. I'm too busy. Nothing to do. I don't even watch my favorite TV shows, let alone AEW. So he's got Jimmy Jacobs on. And he's talking to him in a sit down. Now, me and Jimmy have had a little bit of issues in the past. So he's someone that I want to see him succeed because I feel like I've done him wrong in the past. So he's sitting there doing an interview. And this RJ City says something to him along the lines of, oh, you know, you seem like you've done a lot of tag team wrestling in your life. You know, that's a big thing. You know, I guess, you know, what is it? You just sort of didn't want the spotlight yourself. Didn't think you were ready for it. Couldn't handle it. Weren't big enough of a star. Like, I don't know his exact words, but it was basically that.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, my first thought was, did the fucking Young Bucks see this? Right? Like, who is this man? And believe me, if I saw him, I'd shake his hand and say, you're actually not a bad host. You're good at what you do. But in this one instance, you got to understand something. I take so little from the wrestling business, guys. I've carved out on the prison playground that is pro wrestling, especially independent pro wrestling. I've carved out a dime-sized spot that I stand on, and this RJ City has to shit on my dime and talk about tag team wrestling and tag team specialists. He even used the word, oh, you're a tag team specialist, so you know you couldn't cut it as a singles. Like, dude, first of all, most of the best singles wrestlers started out as what, Phil Stamper?
Tag team wrestler.
Hello, Bret the Hitman Hart, Shawn Michaels. The list goes on and on and on.
Steve Austin.
Steve Austin, come on. Like, everyone. So, you know, tag team wrestling's ready for a revolution. The women had their revolution. Tag team wrestling's the same now as it was in the 80s and the 90s. It's barely evolved. So people like RJ City, yeah, they can say this stuff with impunity and no one's going to call them on it until now. Now someone's got to stand up for tag team wrestling. And if it's got to be me, I don't care. I'll do it. But my guess is the tag teams in general are going to start standing up and realizing their value. You know, endangered species are powerful because they can't be messed with. Okay. All the tag teams need to turn our back against the wall, face the future, and march together into a legitimate tag team revolution. And until we do that, jerk-offs like RJ City are going to be able to sit on national TV and make tag team specialists out to be less than. When in reality, think of how much more is going on in the ring when you have a tag team match going on as opposed to a singles match. Again, it makes me think of Mickey Mouse in Fantasia. Okay? So
the organized chaos nature of it.
Before you talk shit on a tag team specialist, think about what that really entails and how it prepares one's mind to be a better singles wrestler.
So Johnny, I want to piggyback.
Please, I'm done.
I want to piggyback off what you said real quick, just because, you know, what you said something earlier, the best singles wrestlers were always former tag wrestlers. Think about in the era today of producers. Most, if not all, of the producers that you're going to have at any given TV company, most of them were tag team specialists. Some of which including, but not limited to, Arn Anderson and Tully Blanchard. So,
I've seen Matt Hardy
produce. I've seen Devon Dudley produce. I've seen all of these guys who exactly were what you were just talking about, tag team specialist guys who were a tag team in and out of the ring. They weren't just doing it to, you know, to be second fiddle to anybody. So, you know, I think comments like that, they get under your skin because, you know, it's a lot said in one little statement, but it goes a long way to make somebody feel like, you know, less than.
Yeah. When we introduce RJ City to this tag team here, the Cougars, we're going to say, hey, Cougars, here's the guy that said tag team specialists are basically pieces of shit. See how he likes it. You know, they're like, come on, guys. Come on, we're all trying. We're working our asses off here, man. Tag teams, think about it. How hard is it to sell yourself to a promoter as a singles wrestler? Now you got to say, well, I need to book my brother too, and now double the price. And now our opponents have to have two guys, which is double the price. It's a more expensive match. So promoters, especially if it's not a healthy promotion, which what promotions on the indies are healthy anymore, Phil, right?
Right.
So not how can they, you can't afford tag matches.
Most promotions, you're lucky if you get one tag match, let alone any at all. Same with women's wrestling. So, you know, so what you're essentially saying is that most, if not all, wrestlers are limiting themselves to singles acts. And then you're turning around and saying, you know, oh, well, these promoters aren't turning around and booking it. It's because there's nothing for promoters to get behind. If they're turning around and on TV, you know, someone's going to say, oh, you know, why would anyone want to invest in tag team wrestling from a financial standpoint with comments like that?
And then on top of that, the whole card subject to change, because then if something happens, then you have two singles wrestlers get paired up and create a tag match and they have no camaraderie together.
No. And we're even guilty of that at Unf and Necessary. We did Primal Fear against Tim Dynamite and Hyena Hex, a non-tag team. But you know what? It was to showcase the school. It was to show what happens at the school. And I think they did a wonderful job of that. But guys, you were talking really quick about tag team wrestling not being on many events and about women's wrestling not being on many events. That's why we're in league with Hybrid. Hybrid always does tag team wrestling. It's my student. It makes sense. I was trained by the Pitbull Gary Wolf. I helped train Mike Hamilton. He loves tag team wrestling and he loves women's wrestling. So there's always going to be women's wrestling on his events too. So having him in league with us, it just makes perfect sense, I think. But anyway,
agree.
And here's that. If you need it, that's the code for the Trip TV at the top of the hour. We are 20 minutes away, everybody.
Check it out right here. Right here, Trip TV is going live at the top of the hour, 8 o'clock. You're going to see the first pilot episode of Trip TV. And, you know what they say about TV pilots? They could say a lot about a show, but they don't exactly say everything about that show. So, you know, stay tuned for Trip TV, the pilot, and keep your eyes peeled.
Yep. And Harold Pollock said, funny, at Erie's All-Star Wrestling this past Friday, we had three tag team matches. Well, yeah, who's runs that? Is that McChesney probably? I don't think it is it?
No.
That's good that they're doing that. That's good. Phenomenal.
Right. That's good.
They value the content that tag team wrestling brings, though.
And we
see, that's what I want, though. I want people to book tag teams. So, Harold, you saying, like, funny enough, no, that's what we want. We want people to book tag teams. Like, yes, I want to be wrong on this, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. Right, right. And nobody's saying that every single tag match has to include quote-unquote legitimate tag teams. You know, if a show delivers above two tag team matches on any given night, that's a grand slam as far as I'm concerned. So little semantics as far as, you know, oh, it might not be an actual tag team or whatever. Listen, Danger Ginger said it best. Hyena Hex was amazing. And the students all train together. They all work together in the same area. So if nothing else, you're getting a tag team versus two journeymen. That should be enticing enough. That happens on TV all the time.
Mm-hmm. The camaraderie is built into that because they train at the school.
There you go. And Sean Hardy said, who runs 1CW, he said 2 out of 8 matches at 1CW are a tag team. Sean, why do you think I wanted to come down and watch your show and go back to the back seats and be like, we got to work for this guy? Sean, I just want to take a second, guys, to say what a great promoter Sean is. Mm-hmm. You know, Sean's not using necessarily names on his events, and he's still drawing a packed house. I've seen it with my own eyes. Mm-hmm. And this is down in Briscoe Country in Laurel, mm-hmm. Delaware area, where, you know, it's one thing to promote in South Philly, where you can walk down a street and hit 15 houses on each side. In Laurel, Delaware, how do you draw a house? You got to write on the water tower? I mean, think about it. You got to work your ass off. Mm-hmm. And that's what he's done for years. So when you hear from promoters like that, we'll take notice, man. That's just phenomenal. Mm-hmm.
And there were definitely more than two tag matches, you know, when I was there the last time. So shouts out to 1CW. Shouts out to Sean Hardy, you know, Briscoe Country. Like you guys said, you know, if it doesn't have a tag match, you know, then, you know, expect something. But, you know, Sean knows exactly what he's doing. Shouts out to them.
I'll have to give a shout out to Dino Biello at AAW. Woodbury, because he always puts at a minimum two tag matches on. One's a title match and one's a non-title match, but he's usually a good promoter at it too.
Good. Good. So you know what then I'm thinking then? Maybe the tag team issue is more televised wrestling than it is on the indies, is what I'm starting to get out of this, which is of course the one thing I'm not watching a ton of right now. I actually see more that happens on the indies nowadays than I do on national TV, and that might not necessarily be good for a guy in my position. I think I need to start watching more of the of what America's watching, especially as they're getting ready to go on to Netflix.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
definitely.
And the word is that possibly AEW might be landing on Max.
Really?
HBO?
So, yeah. On their streaming.
Holy shit.
So there's a lot of conversation because TNT and Amazon Prime are fighting for the rights to the NBA. And that's like upwards of like $1.2 billion right now that they're bidding with.
Yeah, I've seen the story on that too.
Right, but in the middle of that, here's AEW going like, hey, we want our share, you know, our time in the sunshine too.
They need to, because at this point, if all of the independent wrestling platforms are going to be on streaming platforms like Fight or, I'm sorry, Triller or whatever it is, and all of the televised wrestling is moving its way over to Peacock and Netflix, then obviously, I mean, AEW's prime made for streaming platform like Max. Yeah.
And what we have to hope for is every streaming platform is going to want their signature wrestling, mm-hmm. is what we have to hope.
Mm-hmm. Yes. We have to essentially hope that the same way the dot-com bubble burst, we have to pray that the streaming bubble does not burst, because if the streaming bubble bursts, I'll be honest, guys. I don't know what the future of media is. I don't think anybody saw this coming even 10 years ago, you know, where we would be.
No.
I think the pandemic, you know, certainly escalated that when it comes to streaming in general.
I agree.
But a lot of them are now struggling because it's like they're making money that they weren't making month, you know, on the monthly basis, but then they're losing some of that box office revenue. When it comes to movies, television shows a little different, but even then they don't have commercial revenue coming in. So it's sort of right. like, you know,
but the standard consumer is not incentivized to go to the theater. I mean, unless you're like me who has kids that want that movie theater experience.
Yeah.
You know, they want the popcorn, the collector's cups, and you know, I don't want to go see Inside Out for the fifth time. So
I still have money in AMC, and man, you all better go to the movies.
Yeah.
Well, Harold says he hears Tubi might be looking for a promotion.
That would be good. Tubi, they have a lot of wrestling on there, and it is a free app. So I say the sooner a company gets on that, the better.
What's the deal? I saw our boy Wrecking Ball Ligursky, my brother in Brick, is taking on EC3 for the 10 pounds of gold. And we love EC3. He's a shepherd who gives back and helps people. God bless him.
Yep. Shouts out to him.
Playing our pits. Yeah. We'll tell that. I'm going to get sidetracked, but we got to tell the story. So we're in the back calling our match, and we're big fans of when Rodney Dangerfield and Back to School does the triple Lindy.
Okay.
And before he does it,
yep. he plays his pits. And the thing about me is I could play any part of my body. So I'm playing my pits in the background, and EC3, I think he's taping up or doing something, and he goes, "What did you say you're doing in your match?"
Dude, we got to stop for a second. That was good, but let me do it even another way. So talking, he's behind us. We're not even paying attention. And as we're talking, we're like, "Right, and then blah blah blah, and then blah blah blah, and then you plan your pits, and then blah blah blah." And he was just like, "What did you just say?" And we were like, "Play our pits." And he's like, "That's awesome." And like, he just got so excited. And then we realized he's the guy that helped get the slime balls booked.
Which explains everything, because Spo Wrestling's first ever match, Silk City Kings against the Slime Balls, was booked purely based on the promo that they cut, which is purely based on toilet humor. So, you know,
yes,
it's. Yep,
that's right. And what's up, my boy Eddie Reyes is up in the piece right now. What's up, Eddie? Love you, brother.
What up, Eddie?
Eddie and me, which I can't because we're going to be on the road. Eddie and my partner Mitch have a meeting tomorrow with the mayor of a certain city about trying to get an event coming up, possibly in September or October. We'll see what happens. But Harold Pollock says EC3 is so nice to his fans too. Yes, he is. Good class act guy. Enjoyed talking to him. One of the best built men in wrestling right now, I would have to say.
Consistently.
He's up there. Who else would you say? Brian Cage, Hammerstone.
Yeah.
Right.
I'd say those guys are. I mean, obviously The Rock, but The Rock is in a league of its own.
Right.
Yeah,
that's true.
But I mean, like, as far as like, you know, like the current guys of today, I'd say EC3 is probably the definitive body guy, and probably has been for the last 10 years. He's so consistent. Like, he's never looked thinner. He's never looked like any less like he's consistently straight through looked phenomenal.
Right. Finn Balor too, but he's smaller. But yeah.
Finn Balor has a different look.
Yeah, it is a little bit different.
He's more compact.
But yeah, amazing. And he just signed a long, five more years? That's good at his age. That's think of what a endorsement, like a vote of confidence that is on him from the office.
He's like, a huge merchandise mover. They don't want to, they don't want to lose him. And on top of that, he's a good worker. Anything they've ever asked him to do, he's done it with no complaints.
Right. Yeah, we said Brian Cage. Ziggler's not in bad shape. He's pretty friggin' vascular. Wardlow's up there. Danger Ginger said Wardlow. Yeah,
not bad. What's his name? One of the Rick Steiner's kid. I can't think of his
Braun
name.
Breaker.
Braun Breaker.
Yeah.
He's pretty good.
Spencer Slade's in pretty good shape. He's above Indy. He passes the airport test. You see him walking down the street, you're like, oh, is he? He's got to be something. He's not just a normal human. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Speaking of not just a normal human, our boy Violent J sent this in. Let's watch.
That's right. What a segue.
What up, y'all? Big J here, the Duke of the Wicked, inviting you ninjas out to come peep out JCW this week. That's right. We got like 3 or 4 shows coming up. I don't remember where they're at exactly, but I'm thinking Louisville and fucking, I think, Indiana. Look, I know you broke bitches ain't got no Skrilla. So, if you pull up, before the show starts or right after the show starts when nobody's looking, I'm going to come out in the parking lot and I'm going to peep. And if I see any broke-ass busters that couldn't get in, I'm going to sneak you in the back. But you got to keep the fucking mouth shut. Don't be talking about it, because they'll just cancel it and shut us down. So keep your fucking poop hole shut, and we can pull us off together, you broke bitch. I'm trying to hug you and inches up. So pull the fuck up and let's sneak in.
Surprisingly, that checks out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was the best thing I've seen all day. I love it.
I love him. Dude is...
That capped my day perfectly.
That is wow. That is 2020. That is promoting an event in 2024. Mm-hmm. Think about that for a second. Now, Phil, let's go back to PW. Us, Todd Gordon, running the ECW arena every month for years. Always had to have a show, right?
Yeah.
Could you imagine us cutting a promo or doing that and saying, "Yeah, we got a few shows coming up. We're not sure exactly how many.
Don't really know where they're at.
Not sure where they're at. But if you come in, we'll help sneak you in because we love people." Like, dude,
right.
I think the world would have ended if we'd have done that in 05. But now
the definition of a conniption is right there.
I just can't even imagine. Like, look at all these. Everyone in the chat's loving this. Like, look at all this.
Good old Violent J.
Right. That was great.
It was.
You know what? Okay, so this is scaring me about this event because you and I had this sort of conversation. I don't think on the air that you have never met Sammy Callahan, that, you know, two of you have existed in these circles, and I've known both of you now for a long time. And I'm actually afraid of both of you being on the same event because it's like having two ex-girlfriends talk about you while you're not there. And so
the gatekeeper and the key master.
Wow.
So wow. I'm a little afraid.
You're going to get two incoming text messages from Johnny, one from Sammy, and it's going to be the exact same. Like, it's going to be one's going to take a picture of the other's back, and that's what's going to happen. Yeah.
Sammy will just send one long, "Hey, bro." Right.
It's like Ghostbusters 1, the gatekeeper and the keymaster. Like, we can't be in the same building at the same time or all hell breaks loose. But no, I saw they announced him. I'm excited. Let's show those while we're here right now. Okay, so the Three Town Beatdown, which I love by the way. I find myself just saying that at different points of the day.
Three Town Beatdown.
Yeah, but then it makes my my AirPods stop playing a song, so I've learned to stop singing. Yeah. So, all right, so July 25th, Fort Wayne, Indiana. July 26th, Newport, Kentucky. July 22nd, Pontiac, Michigan. All right, guys, what happened in Pontiac, Michigan of note in the wrestling world of all time? Come on, say it. Who? What? You know it, Phil?
Is that where Hogan slammed Andre?
Yes, it is. That is where Hulk Hogan slammed Andre, WrestleMania 3, brother.
That's so, right. So,
brother, I'm telling you right now.
Silverdome.
Not there anymore. No. 100.
We're going to be wrestling in the Silverdome parking lot. That's what it's going to be.
Yeah, here it is, July 27th.
Right by where the Heckingers used to be.
Danger Ginger, yes, that was Savage Steamboat, that event too.
Phil, you're welcome for that one.
The arm drag match.
Yeah, it really was. Well, there you go. Dude, I'm slamming. Whoever I'm wrestling, I'm slamming them. They are getting
yes.
And we're going to tease it at least once in the match, guys.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
So Fort Wayne, Indiana is at Pierre's Entertainment Center, July 25th, 5629 St. Joe Road, Fort Wayne, Indiana. Tommy, St. Joe Road.
Right. St. Joe.
And Joe, Violent J. J stands for Joe. Like, that's I always say coincidences, signposts on the side of the road saying you're going the right direction. So
that's right.
Joe's got his coincidences lining up already. Good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then July 26th, we're going to be at Mega Corp Pavilion. 101 West 4th Street in Newport, Kentucky. And there we are up there. Let me ask you guys something. Be honest. Mm-hmm. All right. Now on the left, you see the brother of Funstruction, the clown guy all the way up on the top left. Yes. That might be a different guy. Now real quick, look at me. Do I look like a sad clown?
No.
I do a little bit. I look sad clownish, guys.
A tiny bit.
I do a little bit. Yeah.
Like Tommy looks more clownish than you do. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tommy looks very Trentish in that.
Yeah.
Like, you know what it is? It's the rag on the head.
and the hair to the side. And yeah, my girlfriend has said about like three times that I look high in that picture. So, you know, take that for what it is.
But at least none of you are Kerry Morton. Kidding. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that is. That is.
He's Kerry, on the other though. Side. Right there on the left.
That's him on the left. Yeah.
With Silas Mason.
And I love Silas Mason with the curly hair, the like Kurt Hennig looking guy there.
Yeah.
Yo, he's good. Like, he hams it up, man. Remember I said my first day of training, Gary Wolf said, you have a willingness to humiliate yourself on a nightly basis. This dude is good, and he's big, and he even, like, came over and, like, kind of gave the backseat some advice and, like, took some time. And, you know, he's pretty cool, man. He's loud. Yeah. Like, I could see him rubbing people the wrong way because he's loud and shit, but I thought he was cool as shit. And I'm going to pick his brain on the tour if he's there because dude knows what he's doing, Phil. He's old school and a half.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah. Yeah. And Willie Mack.
Southern Sticks.
Right.
And you got to love Willie Mack. Like, we were talking about, imagine Willie Mack versus Ruckus in Spo Wrestling.
Oh, my God.
You know, like shit like that, you know?
Yeah.
But, guys, we got to announce real quick. We're doing a show with in Union City, New Jersey with Live Danger, everybody. Right. Here it is. It's to benefit the football team there, the Eagles, the Screaming Eagles, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And check out, the first match has been announced. The main event, guys, the Backseat Boys versus Live Danger, 6-man trios match. Live Danger and Brothers football program fundraiser, Saturday, August 3rd, Union City High School, 2500 Kennedy Boulevard. Bell time 6 p.m. Doors open 5 p.m. And this is the last time you're going to probably get to see these guys before they head to the New Japan Dojo to finish out their training. So
that's right. That's right.
Going to be something special.
Mm-hmm. Congrats to them.
Hell yeah. Congrats to them. So real quick, I told you guys, Batman of Burlington, he can't do it anymore. I don't blame him. I understand. He says, Johnny, you got to understand. I do benefits and fundraising with the police. You're doing death matches and OnlyFans matches and stuff. And I said,
and
I get it.
He's saving the citizens of Burlington every day.
I know.
Basically.
I know. But listen, I'm going to shoot straight here and be 100% honest with everybody. The Batman of Burlington is legitimately one of my mentors. I legitimately have love for the man. He literally, and to some of you older people, this is going to sound disgusting what I'm about to say, but younger people are going to get it. He actually embodies the values of Batman. He does. And to me, that means something. You know, he didn't just pay a lot of money for a suit. He actually goes out and walks the walk. Everyone in Burlington knows him and loves him. So to have him even for a portion meant the world to me. And it's teaching me, and I got to say this, guys, it's teaching me to be a better Batman. All right? So thank you, Batman of Burlington. Guys, we're 2 minutes away right now.
That's right.
Let me ask your opinion on this. I said since I came back in wrestling, the business is not old school anymore. It's like prison playground now. It's not a brotherhood on the indies like it used to be everywhere. In SPO it is, but not everywhere. Right? So I say we started off with Jim Molyneux as our commissioner. He leaves to go be with Christina Marie. Then we get Malcolm as our interim commissioner. He gets pushed around. Then we get Batman of Burlington, and he has no choice but to resign. We've only been around 9 months. If we were a baby, we wouldn't even be born yet. And we've already been through three commissioners, three general managers. So I'm saying right now, no more general managers in SPO. We're not going to do it. Now, since it's prison playground, if we want to appoint a warden one day, that I would allow, but there will never be a general manager again. So gnaw on that, everybody.
Hmm. Well, I could agree with that manner of business, but we are officially in the less than 60-second
1 minute
clock, the countdown for Trip TV. So Johnny, I think it's about time we wrap up the SPOcast. Everyone go ahead and get one last scan of the QR code. Scan it with your phone, take a screenshot, do whatever, click it, get ready to go onto SPO Wrestling's YouTube page and watch the debut pilot of Trip TV.
Yep. And next week, one more bonus episode. And then 2 weeks from tonight, season 3 starts with Donnie B. Check it out, everybody. And let us know what you think. Help share it out. Put it on Facebook. Put it on social media. Put it on Instagram. Hashtag Trip TV. Do whatever you can do to help us share it out, because that's how it's going to get noticed. Our wrestlers work their asses off, guys. So do them a solid. And thank you to everyone that supported us up till now. Trip TV, Tommy, thank you for your involvement in Trip TV, by the way. You came through like a madman. And Chris, Mr. Bristow, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
We salute you. Go watch Trip TV, y'all. Love you.
Enjoy.